Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We will talk Buckeyes and Browns with him. It's Doug LaMaurice, who joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Doug.
Hi, guys. Ken, I'm sorry they got your name wrong.
It said Ken Carson on my mailer yesterday.
You deserve better, my friend.
Honestly,
I will straighten that out.
I don't think I do, Doug, and I'll tell you why. Because I think I need knocked down a peg or two from time to time just to make sure I know exactly who I am and I don't become a monster. I appreciate it. I want to make sure.
Yeah, for your own good.
Yeah, I got to remember my roots here. Doug LaMaurice joining us here on the show. We'll talk about Ohio State here in a moment because I've got to ask you about the book a little bit, and Ryan Day, and he had some pretty cutting words yesterday during his media availability about his defensive coordinator. But first off, with the Browns, I thought it was a tremendous game. They just didn't close. How much do they take, I guess, from this experience and apply it to another great opponent that they play, but probably don't play for a while because you got Houston and Chicago coming up?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of strategy for Kevin Stefanski that you can apply to it. You know, I mean, the first half was as good as we could play, and I think it's hard playing somebody like Patrick Mahomes where you know he's always lurking, and the Browns are so good with the run game, and it's like you get a lead and you try to put it away in the second half. But I think maybe with Mahomes, that's a little different. Should you be continuing to be really aggressive with the pass game with him? And they did try to throw it, you know, in the second half. It's a hard thing. I think there's a lot of things that you can take away, but you throw in a weird fumble by Chubb and the punter dropping the ball, and it's like, well, does that carry over? I don't think you plan on that happening next time. But I think there are a lot of good lessons, but it's mostly like, I think, little strategic details of when you're there again, what do you do? What's the play call, right? That I think you know your players are getting ready to execute that. Of course, to fake a turnover, you don't want that at the end. But I think it's really instructive for Kevin Stefanski and Joe Woods. We think we might get up on the Chiefs again. How do you put them away? I think that's the best thing they learned.
Doug LaMaurice, join us on the hotline. I love the fact that now, and we've had different teams over the years in different sports, we're like, well, we don't have the talent, or we don't have the coaching, or, you know, the organization had these missteps. I love that after that game, a measuring stick game, none of us are sitting there thinking that there are some things we cannot overcome. The only thing that you might say is, well, they have Patrick Mahomes and you don't. But nobody else has Patrick Mahomes, and it's not like they're just going to win the Super Bowl every year. The New England Patriots didn't win it every year with Tom Brady. In fact, they went 10 years without even getting there. So should we feel good, or is that too much of a moral victory type stance?
No, I think you do feel good because, you know, it's a league where even the best teams lose a couple, right? And it's a very reasonable loss. There's a lot of emotional stuff with Kansas City. And I do think the thing with Mahomes, right, I don't even know that you make a plan for, well, we got to do this better next time to beat Patrick Mahomes, is that you assume Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, and what do you do in every other facet of the game so that him being, you know, maybe the most talented quarterback ever isn't the thing that beats you, right? That you can't let him get in the position come back and get you. You've got to keep scoring on offense. And I do think, you know, the one thing is, obviously, we all know the defense is going to be better, right? They're going to have played together. They, I think, will be in a different place. He's himself, you know, he was kind of like classic Patrick Mahomes in game one. But I don't think it should make you feel bad as the Browns that, like, well, we don't have Patrick Mahomes. What are we going to do? Because I think you're exactly right, Anthony. Like, even the best guys, you can get them sometimes. And I was encouraged for the Browns that, like, the Bills didn't look great. The Titans looked bad. The Colts looked bad. New England lost. Like, there's a lot of other AFC contenders who didn't look great in week one. And the Browns look as prepared as anyone to hang with the Chiefs.
How concerned are you about Odell? When do you think he'll be back? Speculate.
Yeah, I you don't know that. I mean, I guess not pushing it in an environment, like a charged environment with emotion, and then would he try to overextend himself? I mean, I think you get being cautious and playing the long game. It's, you know, I'm predicting like a big year for him, but like also – they don't have to have him to have a really good year. So I think you can be cautious with him. And I mean, we've seen it in the NBA. Is it a load management year for Odell Beckham, which is not like a bad thing. He's a great player. They don't absolutely need him to win every game. Let's make sure he's ready for January. I mean, I could see that kind of thing where it's slightly more than when is his body physically ready. Yeah, he could play, but is it best for everybody that he does play right now this week? I mean, maybe we're heading toward a year like that, which maybe is the smart thing to do for everybody.
And see, there was a lot of people sending me tweets because I said, well, if it's week one, if he ain't able to go, he ain't able to go. And there were people going, well, he's just a, and then they were using choice words for cowardice. And yeah. I thought, no, I think he's been a little timid out there at times because of his injuries. I think that's been true. I do. But I also think he's a proud man, and I think he's egotistical just like every other wide receiver in the NFL. I think this is bothering the hell out of him that he's not out there.
You would think that he would want to go out there and do for his team what Tyreek Hill does for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's what this offense is missing. And you saw them try to do a little bit of that with Anthony Schwartz. And so I'm sure, yeah, Odell wants to be that guy. He wants to be a difference maker because he knows he's capable of that, and he knows the people who think that, you know, this offense is better without him. He knows that discussion's been going on for months. That's not what I believe. I think that's not what a lot of people believe, but some do. So, yeah, I don't think this is no big deal to him, but I think it is a little bit of a push and pull with the player and the team. Just like, let's all make sure we're smart together, and I think that's the best thing for the Browns. He doesn't have to play, you know, the next 16 games to be a success and for him to be an important part of the Browns' offense.
Doug, you said you anticipated before the season that he would be having a big year. I have to be honest. I said, look, if healthy, he gives them that weapon that they didn't have last year against Kansas City. However, at the same time, I really think that fans, I don't know, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, but the way that I've gone about it is I've adjusted my expectations for Odell. I don't think we'll ever see, over a long period of time, the Odell from 5 years ago that we thought was going to be like a first ballot Hall of Fame wide receiver. With that said, I don't think they need him to be that.
I think they need somebody to threaten teams down the field, right? I do think that's what you saw in the playoff loss to Kansas City last year. They didn't have that. They didn't scare teams down the field. They're so efficient. They're so competent with the run game, and Chubb is so scary, and he can pop big plays for you. And the offensive line's so good, but if you can't hit somebody over the top, then I think defenses start creeping in. And last year without Odell, people weren't that scared of that. Now, can Anthony Schwartz be that? Well, they did it a couple times. Could Donovan Peoples-Jones be that? Well, he did it every now and then last year. He only got one target this week, so I don't know. But I think you need something, and I do think Odell, I mean, Anthony Schwartz is still a young guy. Odell's the best guy to do that, but I do think that's the next level thing, right? I think you have to have a threat. Baker has to take it sometimes. Stefanski has to call it, and that's what takes them from very good to great. So I do think in how he fits. I do think Odell is necessary, and if not him, then it's got to be Schwartz or Peoples Jones.
How thin of ice is Kerry Coombs on?
I think significantly thin. You know, at this point, it's a little hard to rationalize to me, like how he maybe is around next year, like that. But do you make a change in the middle of the year? Ryan Day certainly did not. He had multiple opportunities yesterday to sort of say, he's the guy, we're going to get it figured out together, and that's not really what Ryan Day said. So I'm not saying he should have said that, because the defense is not playing well enough, and the coordinator is responsible for that. But he could have said that, and he didn't. And so the issue is, they don't have an obvious guy like on the staff to say, well, we're just going to give it to the play calling duties to this other assistant coach or whatever. They don't have anybody else on the defensive coaching staff right now who's been a coordinator. They have an analyst who's a part-time coach who's done it, but that would require some shuffling. So I do think I don't think he's definitely, you know, going to get demoted or moved like right now. But that was, I thought, a little bit of an odd press conference, that Ryan was clearly making a point by not sort of giving him a vote of confidence.
Doug, I found it interesting that his reaction almost seemed like a carbon copy of Urban's, because I was wondering when at some point he would start to distance himself and create his own program. And he's done such a great job with the recruiting. He's kind of carried it on and even to the next level after Urban. But that was like an Urban press conference where he throws guys under the bus. At the same time, he's honest, brutally honest. I mean, he talked about himself too, but I thought that was a page out of Urban's book.
Yeah, Ryan's never been a head coach at any level. So he's never been here, and he's never lost a regular season game. He's never had to come back the week after a loss and get ready to play as a head coach. So this is completely new, and so I think it makes sense that he would sort of maybe follow in the style of the guy who did it before. The thing that is a little bit of a disconnect is Urban's just a tougher nut than Ryan Day is, right? That's not sort of the rest of the time. Ryan has not been exactly like Urban. And again, it's just different styles, right? That it was a little bit that, you know, Urban is just hard charging, high standard, no excuses. You kind of get that feeling every day from Urban. Like, he doesn't care if he's a little bit mean to you because he's holding everybody to a high standard. That's not necessarily how Ryan comes across on a daily basis. So that when he did it in a tough situation in a news conference, it just felt a little bit different. Now, maybe that's just us having to get used to reacting to it, because we've never seen it. We don't know. We didn't know how he's going to react. So maybe this, now we know. But I agree with you, Anthony. It did feel a little bit like that, and it was maybe not exactly, I think, what we thought he would be like.
Is it a scheme problem with the defense, or is it a recruiting problem with the defense?
So they're in a recruiting lull still defensively. So the linebackers, the secondary, they hit a little dip there. It's like the class right now that's third-year guys, and in college, third-year guys propel you. That's the crossover class between the end of Urban and the start of Ryan Day. So that class isn't quite as good. Their talent is not what they're used to having defensively, especially in the back seven. That is a fact. It's getting fixed. It's been better the last couple classes, but some of these guys aren't quite ready to play. But within that, not many teams play a single high safety in college. You watch other teams, they'll have three deep safeties lined up. You know, two's the norm. Three is more common than one. This is what Ryan wants to play, but they're giving up too many big plays, and they're doing a lot of simplistic things, partly because they're young, but most of the time on defense at Ohio State, you can be simple because you're elite. From a talent perspective, you don't have to have much of a scheme when you have Chase Young and Jeff Okuda. When you don't have Chase Young and Jeff Okuda and you're not confusing anybody, you're not giving quarterbacks different looks, that's where it gets hard. So it's both. They're combining for the issue right now, but they can't fix the talent right this second. That'll get fixed next year. So I think they have to really consider doing something with the scheme, but then you're changing midstream with some young guys who don't have a ton of experience.
The name of the book, The Road to Ohio State, Incredible Twists and Improbable Turns Along the Buckeyes Recruiting Trail. It's by Doug LaMaurice. Doug, we thank you very much for the time. All the best, buddy.
great to be on with you guys.
The great Doug LeMaurice from Cleveland.com on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Good stuff from him about that recruiting stuff and about personnel and obviously about the defensive schemes. 216-578-0092. We've been waiting for a few days. Had the Browns fallout we had to get to. We got to get to this next because, you know, you could deal with it with Urban Meyer, but he ain't Urban Meyer. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.